Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. You know, Faisal, we talked in the first segment a little bit about the banks, the Canadian economy, and debt. Okay,
yep.
Debt.
Yep.
You know, when we were preparing for the show, we were sort of talking about the week and some of the sort of trends, things that we've seen similar. And
yep.
It was interesting what we talked about. Because there's a series of portfolios and scenarios, lifestyle scenarios we've seen where people are relatively young, moving, wanting to retire, and they've got, in many cases, they've got debt.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's a combination of things going on there, right? And I remember, you know, there was one in particular we were talking about. We were a bit frustrated, but I think it serves as a good example of options and things you need to think about. So here's the question: What if somebody comes or is thinking about retirement, and they put their material together? And there's a question about whether or not it can be done.
Okay, so material meaning their financial information.
Yeah, financials, their assets, liabilities, the whole nine yards. Okay, and what they want to spend and
how
support.
Much they need.
And,
yeah,
yeah, okay. Where they want to travel to and all the toys they want to have. Might not work.
Okay.
Might not work.
Correct.
One particular case we were talking about. Young. Late 50s. Okay? Reasons for retirement don't matter. Want to retire now or within the next couple of years.
It's interesting how you said reasons don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think they do.
Okay, I would agree with that.
I think the catalyst for making that decision to retire, quote-unquote, early, late 50s, at 60 years of age, when the average age in Canada is not 55 to 60. Freedom 55 was gone a long time ago.
It was a heck of a commercial, though.
It was a great campaign.
Mm-hmm.
But there are multiple reasons why people choose to retire before, I'll call normal retirement age of 65.
Okay.
Okay? It could be because of health.
Yeah.
It could be because you're forced.
Their health or their friend's health.
Or, right? Yeah, or their
close
fear
to them.
Of
yep.
something
yep.
going
yep.
wrong.
Yep.
There are cases where there is such a wide gap in the age or age differential between husband and wife.
Yes.
And so the yep. sooner that we can retire, we can enjoy things together.
Right.
Okay. So there's a whole bunch of other reasons. What I find interesting about a...
How about I'm tired and I hate my job now?
That, yeah, there's exhaustion.
Because there's a couple of instances we saw this week.
There's economic exhaustion and then there's employment exhaustion.
Right.
Right? So I'm just tired. You know, Alberta's not growing. Canada's not growing. I'm done. Like,
right.
I want to...
The businesses that I work for has cut. I'm doing twice as much work, right?
For the same pay
yeah,
or maybe
yeah.
less.
Maybe less.
You know, whatever. Like, yeah. there's
yeah.
a whole bunch of reasons
yeah.
why people pull the pin.
Yeah.
And so... What I first want to focus on with this conversation is about people have choices, and they have multiple choices. I think we get so zoned in when you meet with an advisor and you say, here's my assets or my savings. Here's how much money I need. Can I make it work?
Right.
And that's the only scenario they look at.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, exactly.
You know, so like there's so many choices you can make, right? And I think what we don't do well in this industry is to explain that at the end of the day, it comes down to happiness.
Yep. Well, I'm going to steal.
Your choices will lead to happiness.
Yeah, but I'm going to steal a line from a client of ours and a good friend of mine. When I use the word retirement, I always get my hand slapped with him. He calls it life 3.0.
Okay.
But I say that because it's a different mindset for him. Right. If you're trying to retire, get away from something, not even retire. If I'm trying to get away from something
yep.
and I'm trying to do something else. Right. For him, that was just like 3.0. I just needed to make a change in what I'm doing.
Correct.
So talk about alternatives. The problem is the what do I call it? The forest through the trees problem. When you're in the middle of the fight, often it only looks like there's one alternative to get out of that.
Correct.
And there's not.
And I find people make emotional decisions, not rational decisions. So I'll give you an example. Met with a couple this week, and they said to me, I'm going to quit my job. I'm tired of my job.
Yep.
So I'm just going to go and start a business.
Yep.
And I don't have to put that much effort, time, and energy into that like I do in my job. And I said, there's no such thing as running a business and not putting in a lot of hours.
Right.
Especially in the first 3 to 5 years.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Right? So I don't understand how you can work half the amount of hours you're working at a job
yeah.
and have the same income or supplementary income.
Right. Like have it, all the responsibility.
It's very rare.
Yeah. That's probably an unfair assumption to go into it with, right? That we don't see that.
But that was an emotional reaction.
Right.
Because their assumption was made because they thought it would be easier.
Right.
And so the decision is to become, have less hours to work.
Right.
Because they're exhausted.
Right.
The other part of that is when you make emotional decisions, and I, you know, how much money do I need to retire? The retirement's the first thing, then the affordability of your lifestyle secondary. I think that's opposite.
Mm-hmm.
What lifestyle do you want, and can you do that at the time frame you want to do it at?
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to throw this idea out so we can sort of drill down a little bit. A lot of what we do in our job, really, if you boil it down, is working with clients to respectfully deconstruct what they have acquired through their life, assets,
yep.
the savings, you know, the whatever yep. it might be, and then respectfully reconstruct it in a way that supports their new goals, objectives, and lifestyle.
Correct.
Okay? A good example of this, we were reviewing a case where a client had, they were relatively young, want to retire, I'm tired, lots of toys. Okay, I'm talking about Ski-Doos, you know, boats and stuff like that. Okay, see lots of that. One of the things you can think about is the amount of capital you've got tied up in these
yep.
toys.
Yep.
Okay, which can be very significant, right? And the amount of time you use it. Extend that to a recreational property as well. Okay,
RV,
whatever it might be. How much time am I using it? How much capital is tied up? And what are the alternatives?
Yeah, a Calgary golf membership.
Oh, yeah. Talk all about that. Yeah, that's a heck of an investment.
A little dig to Dave Pop, which for those of you who don't know, he has a membership. So I think he uses it 7 times out the year. And that's using every single day that he can golf in Calgary, right?
It's beautiful.
I think what you're kind of going through is that...
Alternatives.
There's alternatives to owning everything.
Right.
You don't have to own a whole bunch of stuff have the same lifestyle.
Right. What if I want to spend a month on the water... You know, in BC.
You can rent a boat.
And I can rent a cabin.
And you can rent an RV.
I can rent everything.
Yeah. Welcome to the world of Uber.
Uber, that's right. And Airbnb and so on and so forth.
Renting has always been there.
Right. But there's alternatives. So I'm not saying you do it or don't do it.
And I think what the key point that you're making that resonates with me is it all about lifestyle. Mm-hmm. You can still enjoy the lifestyle. Now, some people feel that you can't enjoy it as much if it's not yours.
Right.
Use it whenever I want to, go whenever I want to.
Pride of ownership, whatever the case
is. If I don't have that place in Arizona as an example and I have to rent, what if I don't have the same place?
Yeah.
I have to go to different places. So that changes or modifies the experience, and I don't want that. Right. I want to own everything.
Yep. Okay.
So now it's about choices still.
Right. Right.
Then what's the impact of that decision?
Right.
And I think we make too many emotional decisions going into and through our retirement than have a back test of financial and rational conversation to see if that's really what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And life is all about choices that leads to happiness.
I'm going to make a statement that might be a bit controversial in the sense that everybody can retire with the lifestyle that they want for a short period of time.
For depending on the period of time. Yeah. Oh, I agree with you.
Right.
And that's called front loading your retirement. There's many of our clients who we have structured in a way where their first, let's say, 10 years or whatever, whatever number of years, we have them
spending higher
or spending what their lifestyle requirement is. And then we bring it down in future years because they're older. They may not be doing the same stuff, or they can't because they don't have the asset capacity to afford that lifestyle for the rest of their, 25 years after in their retirement.
Right.
And so that's okay, because retirement is not commercial.
It's not a continuous 35-year period. It changes over a whole bunch of a variety of reasons.
And to be dynamic enough or nimble enough to adjust this is what the beauty of what we do every single day is. It's how we can help these individuals, these families, adjust to what they want, because everybody's definition of happiness in retirement is different, and it will change throughout your retirement.
Right. So the takeaway here, and we got to wrap this up, is that be open to alternatives. If you're open to alternatives, there's a tremendous amount of flexibility. Okay, listen, we're going to have to sign it off here. We've run out of time. Let's leave it on one final note of our upcoming seminar. We're going to help people do exactly that, explore the alternatives.
Tuesday, April 23rd at the Carriage House Inn at 8:30 p.m. You need to give us a call to register, 966-8400, or go online at morethanmoneyradio.com.
Thanks for tuning in to another edition of More Than Money on 770 CHQR.
David Popowicz and Faisal Karmali are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowicz and Faisal Karmali do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets, Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets, Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.